Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you, Batman. Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock p.m. bringing you information on real estate and finance information. Always trying to have on interesting guests as well. And today is no exception.
We try to have on.
We try. We do our best. It's real estate.
I think we do.
Sometimes it's kind of boring, but we do our best to avoid all of that.
You know what? If real estate was so boring, there wouldn't be a whole channel called HGTV.
Yeah, good point.
Okay. People are fascinated by real estate, and it's 17% of the GDP. There's a whole lot of industries tied into what we do.
People got to live somewhere, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, I always thought it'd be fun to have a TV show that was sort of the view of our world looking out from the screen of my financial calculator. All the things that
go on
in our office.
Well, you and I have actually talked about trying to put a pilot together of a show that's actually about
the real
world of real estate.
Oh, my gosh.
And that would explain why you're bald.
Yeah, so scary.
Anyway,
yeah.
But let's stop talking about you and let's get to our guest, shall we? So before we went on the break, we just introduced John Laswell of Laswell Home Inspection. Thanks again for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. And you were mentioning as we went into the break that I was the first, like, we both started around 2003 in the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said I was the first person to refer you?
You were the first real estate agent that started referring me to your clients.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tell our listeners, my memory of meeting you was you really eyeballing me because This goes back a ways. I was working with a client who was buying investment property, and you and your wife were actually doing the private money lending.
Oh, that's
right.
As part
of that transaction.
And I remember that.
And I'm in Federal Way. You're doing the inspection because she told me, no, I'm bringing my own home inspector in. Because I already had a company, Seattle Eastside Building Inspection, which I worked with when I was prior to getting into real estate. I was going to refer them, but she's like, no, I have somebody. And it ended up being you. And I remember you were eyeballing me like mad, just watching every little thing I was doing. And I thought, man, I have never had anybody watch me this closely. And I was doing the same thing to you because I didn't know who you were or any of your experience. So we were both eyeballing each other the whole time. And what was great was it worked into what has been a very long working relationship. Because
it has, yeah.
I might have been the first, but I'm still referring you all the time. In fact, we actually have Jerome, who's on your team, doing an inspection for us coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots of stuff going on all the time.
He just did one 2 weeks ago also for one of our clients.
Oh, good.
So. Yeah. So it's been interesting watching how both of our careers have morphed and developed over time. And the reason you're actually here is because you have Laswell Home Inspection.
Yes.
And as part of that, you know, things that have changed, you not only have a company that handles residential and multifamily home inspections, but since the city of Seattle and several other towns now that we're going to talk about on this show have been incorporating rental inspections, you've also morphed into that, right?
That is correct. Yes, I've owned rental houses for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and you know, investing is one of my passions.
Yep.
And as I'm a member of RHA, and I followed the progression of the city of Seattle developing the rental housing ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and gotten the first class of inspectors trained to be one of the private inspectors in the program.
Which has been phenomenal. And it's been going on for what? Is it about 3 years
now? It's about 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
So, and let's just to clarify for our listeners, if you own rental property in the city of Seattle, you are required to have that your rental units inspected, and it's an ordinance now. So, how detailed is that inspection process?
So the timeline is every 5 to 10 years the properties have to be inspected. So the way it works is the city maintains a pool of properties they randomly draw from. And once a property passes the inspection, they get pulled out of that pool for a period of 5 years. And after 5 years, they go back into the pool. And sometime between 5 and 10 years, they'll get pulled for another inspection.
Okay, so it's not an annual requirement,
no.
Anything like that. That's good. I didn't know that. That's good to know.
I'll add the footnote. That is until the city of Seattle changes the rules.
Correct.
True. Right. That's just what it is currently.
And I'm just going to go out on a limb there and say the city of Seattle is not the friendliest when it comes to working with landlords.
No, there's a bit of a contentious relationship there.
Right, right.
Yeah. Which is why we're putting it mildly.
We're glad you're on talking about this program especially, too, because as Seattle goes, so goes the rest of the region. And we're seeing many other municipalities are adding, you know, requirements that are very similar to what the city of Seattle is doing.
That's true. Tukwila actually had a program in place before the city of Seattle, but Seattle has adopted their program, city of Lakewood started one last year. Yeah. The city of Kent is starting one this year. And the city of Renton is also looking at one. And actually, the city of Burien, the city council is meeting shortly to discuss a number of tenant protections, rental housing inspections being one of those.
Okay. So I want to make sure we kind of touch on some of these, because you just said Kent is about to go live with theirs. Didn't you? You told us before we went on air that there's a deadline for that, correct?
Yes. On the City of Kent website, they expect that they want all rental properties for the City of Kent registered by November 1st. That's what their deadline they have on their website. And it's free to register, so there's no cost. But
how fun.
Exactly. But they want to know where they are and who they are. And it may not necessarily be the landlord that registers, because they have an option that the tenant can also register the property.
Do you know how they're getting the word out about that? Because that's
you hear silence, right?
I mean, honestly, this is the first that I've heard about it. And we're deeply, deeply focused on this industry.
You know, unless you're reading the RHA newsletter or following some of the legislation.
Right.
Through a trade association, you're not going to know about
it. And I'm going to just kind of clarify, RHA, for those of you that don't know, is the Rental Housing Association of Washington. Their website, rhawa.org, is a wealth of information. And
they have their annual meeting coming up, too, and it's going to have some really great stuff announced there.
You know, we don't get anything from RHA. We have them on as guests all the time. And Sean Martin, who's their executive director, has just been a fantastic asset.
Yes.
You know, for us, both with our professions and on the radio here. But just a fantastic organization. If you own rental property, you really should be a member of RHA for two reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, just the information that's available, their forms, documents, lease agreements, screening services, all of that. But also, they are a landlord's advocate in Olympia, and they're doing more to defend landlords than any other organization out there. So, you know, if you're not a member, join them. rhawa.org.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So, you mentioned Kent is doing their signups start November 1st. When do they actually have the actual inspections starting? Do you know?
Well, the information that they posted says that they are going to start inspections in 2019.
Okay.
Although they are in the process right now of finalizing the checklist that they're going to use for the inspections, which you mentioned, as the city of Seattle, so goes the rest. Well, their checklist looks almost identical to the city of Seattle.
So it's
checklist.
Like somebody went, hey, buddy, here, let me share it. Or they took a copy of it and handed it over somehow.
Something. Okay. Probably.
Okay.
They have not started to do any kind of inspector training yet.
Okay.
And actually, I saw online that there's a jobs listing for the coordinator for the city of Renton city of Kent for Kent. The program that they're
so
looking
So they're kind
for.
Of even behind their own timeline, probably.
It
for
seems
some of this.
So, yes.
Okay. So it might drag out a little bit. But it's interesting, because it seems like there's this whole bunch of, because like Tukwila, Burien, Renton, Kent, I mean, like all of these, they're all just due south of Seattle. And, of course, you mentioned
same thing's going on to the north as well.
Yeah, because Everett
Tacoma.
Has one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's all going to kind of compress at some point. But, okay, so I want to make sure that we talk about the stuff that goes on with Seattle, because just by density and size, it's probably where the largest number of some of these things are. It's also interesting, though, with Kent saying the tenant can ask them to sign up. I'm really curious about that. But with the city of Seattle, there's two different kinds of inspectors, though, aren't there? I mean, you guys are trained the same, but there's like city inspectors and private.
Well, yes, exactly. There. So as part of the legislation, which was decided by the Supreme Court in a case in Pasco, the city has to require that landlords or property managers have the option of hiring a private inspector as opposed to a city code inspector.
Okay.
So people, when they get the notice, it will inform them that they are due to have an inspection, and they can hire a city code inspector or they can hire one of the private inspectors that the city has certified for the program.
Why would someone choose one or the other?
You know, that's a good question, actually.
Let's rephrase that. Why would anybody ever want a city code inspector to show up at their property?
You know, there's a lot of landlords that feel exactly that way, actually, that they don't want necessarily want the city. They actually don't want to do the inspection at all.
Right.
And the least desirable choice is the city code inspector showing up to do the inspection.
Right. So, yeah, it either passes or demolish the house. You know, it's going to be one or the other.
Oh, God. I don't know if it's quite that intense.
Let's hope that's not the finding.
Right, yeah. So, because, you know, while many people, if they watch the local news sometimes, they'll have seen that there have been stories of these Rio inspectors having gone out, and the properties actually have lots of other kinds of issues, but there's only a limited checklist that you guys have, right? Like, what kind of stuff is covered within this inspection?
The checklist is very limited, and it's because it was all designed by a political process.
Oh, okay.
It covers basic habitability standards. So a lot of the things that I'm looking for when I go out to the properties are handrails, guardrails, are the smoke alarms in place? Are they working? Are there any electrical hazards in the property? Those are the types of things that are really the key components of it. There are some other things in there that are on the list that I look for that are not fail items. So there's two types of things that in the checklist. There are certain things that if they're present, like missing smoke alarms, will automatically fail the property.
Sure.
There are things like cracked window panes, which I'll note on the checklist for the property owner, but this property can still pass the inspection.
Gotcha.
So basically issues of safety. And I know when we do a property appraisal, we're looking at issues of soundness as well, signs of rot, peeling paint, things like that. Are those things that will come up as well?
They do to some degree. The peeling paint on the exterior of a building is not going to affect the Rio. But
that's going to be different if it's a Section 8, and that's going to be different than the inspections that you do, right, John?
Exactly. So if it is a Section 8 property, it actually does not have to go through the Rio inspection.
Yeah.
Man, I got lots more questions for you, John. When we come back, we've got John Lasswell, Lasswell Home Inspections, talking about Rio. Rental home inspection process. Stay tuned. We're going to learn more on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.